All right, I'll start here. John chapter 5. This is a situation of some people around a pool called Bethesda, which in Hebrew is having to do with house of mercy or grace. And it says here, verse 1, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. As you know, five is a number of grace. And these lay a great multitude of impotent folk. Now that's not important. That's impotent. Of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. And an angel went down in a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. And whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, certain means people, all, most of the people knew him, which had an infirmity, or had an infirmity, 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, he knew he had been a long time in that case. And he said unto him, "Will thou be made whole?" The impotent man answered, said, "Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me in the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me." And Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the word. Miracles, it's interesting about them. People are drawn to miracles. And it's interesting, when miracles lapsed, when they stopped, people began to worship other gods. And this love for the miraculous is something that's intense inside of mankind, because it's man's trying to reach the unseen God. And so this miracle is something, or miracles bring them into suggesting that there's a possibility that they can do that. And somebody said, "Well, why miracles?" I put some reasons for it. And one, it's to separate people from false gods. You recall in 1 Kings chapter 18, how the worshipers of Baal were now, they were in a contest between that prophet Elisha, or Elijah, to see whose God is really God. Well, you know who won out, praise God. But this false religions is amazing how many people go there. And they go there because they don't know anywhere else to go. And the church is supposed to be a miracle house. This is what we're supposed to be able to do, and do it well. Number two, the reason for miracles is to demonstrate that Christ has risen from the dead. That he's doing the same thing today as he did when he walked the earth, except he's doing it through you. Same deal. Because, you know, a lot of people died. Buddha died. Muhammad died. But Jesus got up. (Clears throat) Why miracles? Number three, to sweep multitudes into the kingdom. It's amazing. One miracle is worth 1,000 sermons. One miracle. Why miracles? Number four, people need evidence of the gospel. One man I know, he said, if you have no proof, your faith is a fake. So God wants you to not only present the gospel, but demonstrate it. Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 4 and 5, Paul says, my speech and my preaching are not in the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That your faith not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Now, he said, in the demonstration, you got to catch this. In the demonstration of the Spirit. See, of the Spirit. I'm just stopping right there first. Of the Spirit. See, you can't heal a fly. But the demonstration of the Spirit. He said something over in Matthew chapter 16, verse 20, and he's talking about the sending out of the disciples, and he charged his disciples that they should tell no man, 16, verse 20. Pardon me, Mark chapter 16 and verse 20. And he said, sending out his disciples, he said, and they went forth and preached everywhere. Watch this. The Lord working what? With them. The Lord working what? With them. The Lord working what? With them. And confirming the word with signs following. Who was confirming the word? God was. Not the people. He said, you lay hands on the sick in Jesus' name, and what will happen to the sick? They shall recover. But you can't make them recover. It's a demonstration of the Spirit. Tonight we're going to see the demonstration of the Spirit. How many of you know the Spirit of God is in here tonight? It's in here tonight. And it's not me. It's the demonstration of the Spirit. I'm being used as a vessel to give the Spirit authorization to work. Do you realize when Adam sinned, God couldn't come back in the earth and say, hey, King Zex on that man, I'm going to just make another man. No. Because the earth atmosphere no longer was, he had authority to get into it. Why? Because he turned the authority over to who? Adam. So when he did that, now Adam was in charge, but Adam gave it away. Now God can't get back in here except through a man. And boy, he came back through a man named Jesus. I'm telling you, the Son of the living God. But notice, he needed to be authorized. Even the angels had to leave the atmosphere once Adam sinned. And that's what you saw on the day of Pentecost, a rushing mighty what? Wind. That was the angels filling up the atmosphere again. Oh, yeah, we got something going on here. But I speak things, and I said, God is healing this. He's healing cancer. He's healing kidneys right now. He's healing an eye right now. See, I'm giving the Holy Spirit access. He's healing somebody's skin right now. He's healing some foot, a foot, the right foot right now. He's healing that. He's healing somebody's left hand between your fingers. He's healing somebody's right now. Their kidneys are being healed. Come on. Oh, new kidneys are being restored. And also in your hair, there's been problems with your hair, and God is healing that. I guess it came from some kind of caustic something that came on they were using in the beauty shop or something. You're being healed of that in Jesus' name. Glory to God. You're being healed of your left knee, and cartilage is being put back in. And also you being healed of a right shoulder, right elbow too. Praise God. Right now. See, I'm authorizing. Are you following what I'm saying? But he's the healer. The Lord working with them. over television right now. It's coming into your